Hello, Heat Seekers. Welcome to episode 148 of Sully's 2 Cents Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your host. I am Rob Sullivan. Well, the preseason continues this week, and there continues to be a focus on the rookie quarterback class. In my opinion, people are overreacting to the performances of Trevor Lawrence thus far. Don't sweat it, Heat Seekers. T-Law will be just fine. I remain head over heels for Trey Lance, and I'll admit, I am very, very impressed with Justin Fields. Both of these young quarterbacks are destined to start for their NFL clubs sooner rather than later. One rookie quarterback that I don't think we're talking about enough is New York Jets quarterback Zach Wilson. Wilson completed 9 of his 11 attempts for 128 yards and 2 touchdowns against the Packers this past weekend. Both of his touchdown passes went to tight end Tyler Kroft. I guess we can put the final nail in the Chris Herndon's fantasy relevance coffin now. It's clear, however, that Corey Davis has become Wilson's favorite target in the New York passing attack. Corey Davis hauled in 6 catches for 88 yards through his 2 exhibition outings, and he's been targeted 10 times on just 24 snaps. Now, the Jets could be a sneaky good fantasy offense this season. Wilson looks legit, and there's a lot of unsung weapons in that offense that you can grab at a value in your drafts. Injuries continue to hamper our prospects. Last night, we lost Travis Etienne to an apparent Lisfranc injury, and Saints tight end Adam Troutman, who you all know I'm quite high on, suffered a foot injury as well. And it could be the dreaded Lisfranc injury. Lisfranc injuries can keep a player out of the lineup for weeks, months, or even the entire season. Take that into consideration if you're drafting soon. Etienne, in my opinion, should fall into the double-digit rounds, and I'm not sure, based on current reports, that Adam Troutman is draftable at all. All right, so today we continue with the 2021 Buy-Sell Take a Flyer series. We're going to have a look at the NFC South. A reminder that I am utilizing ADP to identify a player that I'm buying, a player that I'm selling, and a player that I'm going to take a flyer on off of each team. Buying and selling have nothing to do with my opinion of the player, and everything to do with my perceived value of the player versus their current average draft position. And as for the flyers, well, these are gut feels on players deeper down in ADP that you're likely selecting in the later rounds of your drafts, or perhaps in some cases, they're going to be guys that are available on your league's waiver wire. Without further ado, let's get this rolling. We'll start with the Atlanta Falcons. The player I'm buying off Atlanta is wide receiver Calvin Ridley, overall ADP of 20, coming off the board as wide receiver 6. So I've been pounding the RotoHeat table for 3 seasons for you all to add Calvin Ridley to your fantasy rosters. In those 3 seasons, Ridley has delivered wide receiver 22, 27, and wide receiver 5 finishes. So 2021 is no different, despite the higher price tag, except I'm pounding the table even harder this season. With Julio Jones off to Tennessee, Calvin Ridley is the unquestionable number one wide receiver in Atlanta. Calvin Ridley has appeared in 44 NFL games, 36 with Julio Jones in the offense, and 8 with Jones on the sidelines. In his 36 games as the complement to Julio Jones, Calvin Ridley has averaged 6 targets, 4 receptions, 70 yards, and 0.67 touchdowns per game. In his 8 starts with Julio not dressed, his average jumps to 11 targets, 7 catches, 114 yards, and his touchdowns decreased to 0.25 per contest. Calvin Ridley has wide receiver 1 overall upside, and he is an absolute buy in the middle of round 2. Now, the player I'm selling off of Atlanta is rookie tight end Kyle Pitts, overall ADP 51, currently coming off the board at tight end 4. So, if anyone is a regular follower of my content, you'll likely find that this is somewhat surprising. To be clear, I am still a huge fan of Kyle Pitts. He is my top-ranked rookie this season in 1 quarterback rankings. When it comes to redraft, however, I think we all need to pump the brakes. Fantasy tends to hate the rookie tight end, and I know Pitts is a generational talent and not like any other tight end we have seen before. I get it. Hell, I've been screaming it to everyone since January. This doesn't change the fact that only 2 tight ends drafted since 2010 have finished as a top 12 tight end in their rookie season. The fact is, no matter how good he is, the odds are stacked against him. First-round drafted tight ends since 2010 have averaged 36 receptions, 427 yards, and 3 touchdowns as a rookie, 98.6 PPR points, and a tight end 26 finish. I have Pitts ranked as my tight end 5, 58th overall, which is quite possibly too high as well, and I'm currently debating whether or not I slide him to 6 behind Baltimore Ravens' Mark Andrews. His current ADP is not outrageous, but it's basically in a range that requires him to be the most successful rookie tight end in NFL history to justify you drafting him here. Now, that was a bold take of mine earlier this season, and I do believe that it is a possibility, but I'm going to go with the odds and I'm going to bet against it, and I'm going to sell my BFF here. And I'm going to take the flyer on running back Kwadre Olison, overall ADP 324, coming off the board at running back 95. The Atlanta Falcons appear to be rolling into 2021 with Mike Davis as their number one running back. Now, this isn't the worst thing in the world, but Davis is anything but a proven number one running back. In his six-year career, his high in touches has been 224, and that came last season in Carolina. Prior to that, his high was 146 touches in 2018, his final season with the Seattle Seahawks. Last season, after Christian McCaffrey's injury, Mike Davis went on a tear. He finished his RB12 overall, averaging 13.8 PPR points a season. What is quite interesting is his season split. Weeks 3 to 8, he was an RB4, averaging 17.3 PPR points a game. And in weeks 9 through 17, he fell to RB21, and his average dropped to 12.4. It's quite likely that Mike Davis can't handle the workload that he had last season, let alone a 300-touch season. Kwadre Olison appears to be the next man up in Atlanta. Olison himself is far from a proven talent, but again, his ADP is 324th overall. I'm going to take the flyer on Kwadre Olison. Moving on to the Carolina Panthers, the player I am buying is wide receiver DJ Moore, ADP of 53 overall, currently coming off the board as wide receiver 22. To be clear, DJ Moore is a very productive wide receiver who is missing one key component in his game, touchdowns. In 2019, Moore had 135 targets, which was 13th in the league, 87 receptions, 1,175 yards, which was the 9th highest, and 4 touchdowns, which was ranked tied for 66th overall. In 2020, Moore had 118 targets, 66 catches, 1,193 yards, 11th among all wide receivers, and 4 touchdowns once again. This time he tied for 63rd. In 2019, he was wide receiver 16 with 4 touchdowns. And last season, he finished as wide receiver 25, again with 4 touchdowns. Heading into 2021, DJ Moore will have a new quarterback once again. This time it is Sam Darnold, after he played last season with Teddy Bridgewater. Sam Darnold will benefit DJ Moore, and the return of Christian McCaffrey benefits everyone. The move that likely benefits DJ Moore the most is the departure of wide receiver Curtis Samuel to the Washington football team. With Samuel gone, we should see Moore in the slot far more often, which would be a very good thing. Moore makes for a nice post-hype sleeper candidate. It's only a matter of time before the touchdowns catch up. DJ Moore is a solid wide receiver 2 to roster who might just have top 12 upside if the touchdowns start to come. Now, the player I'm selling off of Carolina is quarterback Sam Darnold. His overall ADP is 217, and he's the quarterback 29. So Sam Darnold, as you all, I'm sure, are aware, was traded from the Jets to the Panthers this offseason, and the thought process is that the change of scenery will help him in fantasy and real-life football. Getting out of New York and away from Adam Gase specifically is a very good thing. Darnold struggled in 3 seasons as a starter for the Jets. His best season was 2019, where he averaged 17.4 fantasy points per game, and he's coming off a season-low 11.8 fantasy points per game in 2020. Sam Darnold will improve in 2020. It's pretty damn hard not to. Not only does he get a fresh start, he also gets some serious weapons in Christian McCaffrey, DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, and rookie Terrace Marshall. Along with better coaching, Darnold could finally morph into a viable fantasy quarterback. The reality here is he's still a number 2 fantasy quarterback in all leagues, and he's probably towards the back half of those number 2 quarterbacks. He's not worth drafting in a 1 quarterback format. As a result, I will sell here, and I hope I'm wrong. I like Sam Darnold. And I am going to take the flyer on rookie wide receiver Terrence Marshall. His overall ADP is 181, and he's coming off the board as wide receiver 65. Now, Marshall knows what it's like to be in an offense with other talented wide receivers. In 2019 at LSU, Marshall played alongside Ja'Marr Chase and Justin Jefferson, and he totaled 46 catches for 671 yards, and he scored 13 times. With experience playing in the slot and on the outside, and the departure of Curtis Samuel, there's a clear path to playing time and a potential path to volume in year one. Specifically, Marshall's size will give Sam Darnold something different than he has in DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson. Marshall has upside both after the catch and as a vertical threat, and is going to be an excellent wide receiver flyer late in your drafts. Moving on to the New Orleans Saints, and the player that I'm buying off the New Orleans Saints is wide receiver Marquez Callaway, overall ADP of 179, wide receiver 63. So Callaway is the biggest riser in ADP regardless of position over the last few weeks, and that's before he scored twice last night. He's up over 28 spots and recently blew by teammate Tre'Quan Smith, who was headed in the opposite direction. Callaway was targeted early and often in the Saints' Week 1 preseason game. He had 3 catches for 61 yards in limited action, and last night, as I noted, he had 2 really nice touchdown catches from Jameis Winston. With Michael Thomas's ankle surgery pushing him to the sidelines, combined with Tre'Quan Smith's missed time and injury woes, Marquez Callaway currently stands to be the Saints' number one wide receiver entering the season. In his rookie season a year ago, he played in 11 games, and he caught 22 of his 27 targets for 213 scoreless yards. He will be better with Jameis Winston at his quarterback, but he's a buy regardless of the quarterback that starts for the New Orleans Saints this season. The player I'm selling off the New Orleans Saints is wide receiver Michael Thomas. Overall ADP is currently 72, coming off the board as wide receiver 30. So this time last season, the New Orleans Saints wide receiver was the consensus wide receiver 1, and for a good reason. In 2019, Michael Thomas set the single-season receptions record with 149, and he finished atop the wide receiver scoring 98.5 PPR points ahead of wide receiver 2, Chris Godwin. He ended up being one of the biggest fantasy disappointments in 2020. He dealt with an ankle injury early in the season that landed him on IR from week 2 through 7. The injury hampered him in weeks 9 through 14, and he was placed on IR a second time in week 15, ending his regular season. The consensus wide receiver 1 from a year ago finished as the wide receiver 95. Heading into 2021, Thomas has injury concerns again. He underwent multiple off-season surgeries to repair his injured ankle, including one in June that will sideline him for a portion of the start of the 2021 season, the length of which has yet to be determined. The surgery typically comes with a 4-month recovery timeline, so Thomas likely isn't on the field until October at the earliest. Now, in recent weeks, news has suffered that the Saints wanted Thomas to undergo this surgical repair to his nagging ankle at the conclusion of the season. That would allow him to rehab and return to action in time for the summer OTAs. But Thomas sought an opinion from another doctor who told him he could repair the ankle without surgery. Thomas also, according to reports, has failed to return calls to the Saints all offseason. With Michael Thomas's status unknown and the relationship with the Saints apparently getting worse every day, it's hard to be comfortable drafting him in the 7th round, so he's an easy sell for me here. And the take a flyer for the New Orleans Saints was originally going to be the player I was buying until last night, and that is tight end Adam Trautman. His current ADP is 160th. He's currently listed as tight end 19. We'll see what the impact of his foot injury has on his ability to get back on the field and his ADP. I really felt that Adam Trautman had breakout potential in the Saints offense, an offense that's in need of targets with Michael Thomas potentially missing half the season. New Orleans in the past has frequently prioritized tight ends as scoring threats in their offense, but they haven't really used them as high-volume targets. I believe that Adam Trautman, if he can get on the field in 21, should change that. Trautman is big, he's tough to tackle, and he's very athletic for his size. Trautman has a potential to be a 100-target guy if he can play all 17 games, catch 70 balls with half a dozen touchdowns. He's a late-round tight end to target in your drafts, again, if he's healthy and able to play. And if he is, he's quite possible the late-round breakout tight end of 2021. I know that Juwan Johnson is getting a lot of hype, not really buying it. Although, if Adam Trautman is going to be out for a while, Juwan Johnson becomes my take-a-flyer off the New Orleans Saints. And we'll wrap this thing up with a look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The player I'm buying off of Tampa is wide receiver Antonio Brown, overall ADP of 95. Currently coming off the board is wide receiver 39. Antonio Brown had a season to forget in 2019. He was traded to the Oakland Raiders and was released after several controversial moves that included freezing his feet, arriving to camp in a hot air balloon, fighting with the league over his helmet, and ripping the Raiders' GM a new one. After being released, he promptly landed in New England and lasted one game before being released again. In 2020, he had to wait to receive a league punishment for his questionable off-field activities. In the end, he was slapped with an 8-game suspension and signed with Tampa Bay Buccaneers. After joining the Bucs, AB put up a stat line of 45 catches, 483 yards, and 4 touchdowns in 8 games. If we simply double that, his 2021 numbers have the potential to be 90 receptions for 966 yards and 8 scores. Throughout all of this off-field drama, it's easy to forget how talented he is on the field. In my opinion, he's a solid wide receiver 2 candidate, and at wide receiver 39, he's a bargain that I'm going to seek out. The player I'm selling off the Buccaneers is Mike Evans, wide receiver, overall ADP 36, coming off the board at wide receiver 13. I really don't like listing Mike Evans as a sell, simply because I really like the player, and I believe that he is capable of yet another top 12 season in 2021. Evans and Tom Brady got on the same page early in 2020, and Mike Evans immediately became one of Tom Brady's favorite red zone targets with 6 touchdowns in the first 5 games. At season's end, Evans averaged 6.8 targets, 4.4 receptions, 63 yards, and 0.8 touchdowns a week. He played 8 games without Antonio Brown. He played 4 games without Chris Godwin. If all 3 are healthy, the ball should be spread around a lot. And I would pick Godwin or Brown to be the target leader. Evans is going to have to maintain his touchdown pace to pay off at this ADP, and I don't think that he can. Another example of love the player, hate the ADP, Mike Evans is a somewhat reluctant sell for me here. And my flyer off the Bucs is running back Giovanni Bernard, overall ADP of 167. Coming off the board is running back 51. So Gio was cut by the Bengals and signed by Tom Brady's Buccaneers. While Bruce Arians' running back usage is frustrating at times, it's important to note that Bernard is unquestionably the best pass-catching back on this roster. Tom Brady threw 118 passes to running backs last year, and it wouldn't be surprising if more than half of those go to Gio in 2021. That makes him worth a mid-round flyer in all PPR leagues. At his current ADP of a late round 13, Gio will be finding a home on a lot of my rosters in 2021. Well, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you've yet to subscribe to the Sully's 2 Cents Fantasy Football Podcast, you can do so by searching for it pretty much anywhere podcasts can be found. In addition, you can find me on Twitter at RotoHeatSully. I'm in the RotoHeat Dynasty Fantasy Football Community and the RotoHeat Redraft Fantasy Football Community on Facebook. And I'm also at Sully on our Discord channel as well. Hey, don't forget to join Brad Menendez and I every Tuesday night over on the RotoHeat YouTube channel as we bring you the Dynasty Heat Seekers at 9:30 Eastern. Guests so far this season include Scott Fish, JJ Zacharyson, Paul Charchian, and more. I'll be back later this week with some more Buy, Sell, Take the Flyers. And until then, Heat Seekers, stay safe, stay healthy, and take care.